Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're getting into something really special. It's all about food, family, and, well, what looks like a huge amount of work. We're basing this on a really lovely personal reflection, actually, about a photograph of a tamada that's a tamale making party. So our mission here is to unpack how this really laborious process somehow becomes this joyful, unifying thing. We want to highlight the, you know, the cultural and family meaning behind it all.
Yeah, fascinating stuff.
Okay, so looking at the photo described in the piece, you immediately get this vibe, right? The author mentions seeing people who look like their own family and how each person, even the young ones, has a specific job to do. It just screams togetherness. Fathers, mothers, aunts, uncles, everyone pitching in.
And what's really interesting is that clear sort of division of labor you mentioned. The piece talks about the older women, the abuelas, the grandmothers. They're often seated.
Kind of like the directors.
Exactly. Their recipes are guiding everything, even if their kids are doing more of the active leading. And the range of tasks is amazing. You've got people grinding the corn into masa.
That sounds like hard work itself.
Oh, yeah. And others are rolling the tamales in the husks. Someone else is tending to what I'm assuming is the meat mixture, you know, red or green chiles usually. So many possible combinations.
But it still sounds like just a massive undertaking. I mean, the author says it point blank, tamales are a lot of work. There is a tremendous amount of effort.
No question.
You've got all these steps, prepping, filling, shucking corn, rinsing the husks, the grinding. It's a whole production line, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And that really brings up the core question, doesn't it? Why do it? Why go through all that effort year after year?
Right. What's the payoff?
Well, the piece gives us the answer. Despite all that work, it hardly felt like work for them.
Why?
Because they were having a great time.
Okay. So it's the shared experience.
Precisely. It's not just sharing the load. It's sharing the purpose, the anticipation of the celebration they're making these for. It reframes the whole thing. It's not a chore. It's like a collective act. Think about the atmosphere, laughter, stories, maybe music. It fills the space where the hard work is happening. And they're making huge amounts, dozens and dozens, using these big pots, allas. So one batch cooks while the next is being rolled. The fun really comes from doing it together.
You know, one detail that kind of jumped out at me was about the kids. In the photo, apparently, youngsters are able to take part in the process, which the author notes was different from their own childhood experience, where kids had to be older to help. That difference is interesting in itself.
It really is. It shows how these traditions aren't rigid.
Yeah.
They adapt. But it also highlights how important that early involvement can be.
Yeah.
You know, getting kids involved, even just a little bit, builds that connection, that sense of ownership. They become part of the family story being made right there.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it all ties back into this deep cultural resonance. The author points out this small detail, almost funny, she says, the Last Supper painting on the wall in the kitchen.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Apparently, that was a really common thing in Mexican-American Catholic homes back in the 80s.
Yeah.
It seems minor, but it actually says a lot. It underscores that these tamaladas aren't just about making food. They're wrapped up in faith, in heritage. These symbols create this powerful sense of shared identity. Of home. It makes the whole effort part of something bigger, something cherished.
So when we boil it all down, this deep dive really shows us that making tamales is, well, it's way more than cooking. It's this powerful mix of family bonding, passing down culture, and finding real joy together that just outweighs all the hard work.
Exactly. It's connection.
It really is about that togetherness.
And maybe that leaves you with something to think about. You know, looking beyond tamales, what other traditions are out there, food related or not, that take a huge collective effort, but are mainly remembered for the fun, for the connection. Maybe ask why. Why do those particular kinds of effort become so meaningful, so memorable, something for you to ponder?